Jason Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. It is almost 4th of July weekend, and we know what comes with that, and that is a lot of hot dogs that are going to be consumed.
All right.
And the Nathan's annual hot dog eating contest in Coney Island, and we say hello now to Mickey Sudo. She will be competing in this. She is a competitive eater and has been undefeated in the women's competition in the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Mickey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks so much for doing this. I mean, there are so many questions that come to mind about competitive eating. I guess the first being, how do you train for this?
My husband and I both are competitive eaters, and we have completely different approaches. I feel like my approach is kind of different from like most of the other competitors. I kind of take a less is more approach at this point. When I first started in competitive eating, I did like 11 practices leading up to Nathan's in a year. This year I did one. I just feel like I know I have the capacity. I just really needed to get my speed and coordination dialed in. So I worked on that. But other than that, I just focus on cardio and being healthy and in a good mindset.
So when this is all done, when you're done on Friday on the 4th, I mean, mm-hmm. How do you feel after this? Like you had, I think last year was 51 hot dogs.
Yeah, I'm very thirsty, usually very hot and sticky. But I mean, honestly, like when you win, I'm sure I'd feel much worse if I didn't win.
Sure.
You know, like something about that belt, it's just like a huge Band-Aid or like, you know, like it's like it's got this analgesic effect. I don't feel any of the pain after I win.
So we're talking to Mickey Sudo. Mickey, thank you for doing this because I know, again, like Chase said, we got 1,000 questions. Did you win the hot dog? You've also won like the World Tamale Eating Championship. I mean, so is there nothing that you won't eat?
I mean, I said never say never, right?
Right.
I always say, like, yeah, because I didn't think I'd ever do oysters, but I had this amazing opportunity to go to Ireland and go eat oysters for just 3 minutes in a castle on this all expense paid trip. You know, so I decided to go to Ireland. I gave it my all. I ate 262 oysters in 3 minutes. It wasn't even enough to win. But it's like I gave it my all, and I'll probably never, ever do that again. But it was a great experience.
And you won the U.S. National Buffalo Wing Eating Contest. I mean, I'm reading your Wikipedia page. This is fascinating, all the things that you've entered and won.
I love wings. Oh, my gosh. And I love wings and ribs. And, like, competitive eating allowed me to go across the country and try – ribs, especially from like, you know, all these places that say that they have the best one. And it's just, I don't know. I love food.
Oh, well, so do we. Absolutely. All right. So, but the big thing is what's happening on Friday, the Nathan's mm-hmm. Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. I'm looking at these. Last year you consumed 51 hot dogs.
Yeah, that's if you had asked me a year ago if I was going to do that on stage, I would have said, you know, I'm going to try, but I didn't know that I could do that. I knew that I could break 50 hot dogs. It's just like I never come close to it on the 4th of July on the final stage. There's just a lot going on.
So what happened in 2019? You only consumed 31, and then 5 years later, you eat 51. Yeah. What happened?
That was a rough year. 2019, I had a lot. I had a few things going on in my life. I wasn't feeling well that day. You know, if I had to report to a normal job, I might actually just called out of work. But there's not really like a temp that could come fill in my shoes. So I decided to go into work sick that day, essentially. Still enough to, you know, thankfully it was still enough to win, but 31 was definitely my lowest performance ever.
Mickey Sudo is with us, professional eater. So throughout the year, do you just stay away from hot dogs altogether because you know you're going to get your fill on the 4th?
No. I love hot dogs. And obviously, Nathan's hot dogs are really good. I would prefer them with, like, you know, like I would rather not dunk the buns in warm Crystal Light. And I'd rather top my hot dogs with, like, you know, sauerkraut and raw onions and spicy mustard and all that. So I don't like the way we eat them, but, you know, it's competition. I love hot dogs on a regular basis. Like, sometimes I even, like, enjoy, like, one of my hugest guilty pleasures is, like, a nondescript gas station hot dog. Don't tell Nathan's.
Okay. So
once in a while.
Explain the, because I'm glad you brought this up, because I was going to ask this. Explain the dipping in the liquid, the water or Crystal Light or whatever. I mean, does that just help it go down?
So it lubricates the buns. So in order to be competitive, in order to eat anything, any of the bread fast, you have to basically use the liquid as your drink. So instead of picking up the cup and wasting time to take a sip, you dunk the bun in the liquid, and I don't even chew it. I just pop it into my mouth and swallow the whole thing. It saves time, long story short.
Okay. That is very impressive.
Right?
Yeah. All right, so I got – okay, Chase has – my co-host has the good questions. I got the really dumb ones, Mickey, so work with me on this. If I did this, I'd have to wear Depends. Do competitors wear Depends on this? Because I would. I'd have to.
I mean, I guess it depends. No, I don't know. I've never asked about the rules of that. I don't see anybody checking if somebody were to choose to, you know, wear extra attire. It's not part of my wardrobe, but
I get it. I understand it. All right. So when I played football during training camp, I would make myself numb for like 4 to 5 weeks, not have to deal with anything. Do you make yourself numb when you're doing this, like not be present in the moment? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Like my husband calls that like going into the void or something like that. For those 10 minutes, I try to tune out everything as much as possible. And that's why for the first time in 10 years, I actually had headphones on during George's intros. I mean, George Shea gives some epic introductions, but I didn't want to hear anybody else hyped up because I didn't want to get into my head. I didn't want to think about anybody else. I didn't want to think about how great anybody else was. I just wanted to tell myself, like, you are here to win and you're going to make it happen. If I'm looking around at the clock or trying to see the card flippers, see like where I'm at or what anybody else has eaten, that's usually not a good run. If I'm just only looking forward to the next hot dog, the next plate, and kind of like plowing through these things, that's usually when I'm on a good pace.
Mickey Sudo is with us here on the program, Competitive Eater. All right, so your husband's going to be in the men's competition, is that correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So, we've seen the news. Joey Chestnut's going to be back. I mean, how's he feeling about his chances?
I don't know. I mean, he's either, you know, taking this year to be really lazy and just enjoy life, or he's, you know, locked himself in some weird training dungeon. He's going to come out eating 90 hot dogs. Who knows?
All right, so Mickey,
who knows what that guy does?
You talked about wearing headphones. What do you listen to during the intro before the Nathan's hot dog eating contest?
I think I was listening to, at that time, I think I was listening to Shaboozy, or I was listening to Sia the Greatest, something like that, just something to get me pumped.
You need little walk-up music to get you going. I mean, I find all this fascinating that you just don't show up and eat hot dogs. I mean, there's a process you go through.
Yeah, I mean, I know I've got the ability. I hate to say potential. Like, I've done this a million times. Like, I have more consecutive belts than anybody who's ever done this, like male or female, because even Joey's had some bad years and lost. So I know I've got the ability to. I just need to basically, I can be my own worst enemy. So I need to tune out the distractions, you know, most of which are just coming from my own head.
Oh,
so.
That's amazing. Mickey Sitter's with us. All right, Mickey, when do you head up to Coney Island?
So I got to New York last night. I'm actually just enjoying my room, but we stay in Manhattan. I'll be heading to Coney Island, you know, morning of the 4th. So we all make our way down there on the bus of champions bright and early. So, yeah.
Pretty simple. All right. So what do you eat Thursday? Do you fast Thursday? Do you not eat?
Yeah, Thursday will be mostly liquid soups, broths, protein shakes. I think that's it. Lots of iced coffee. Zero calorie energy drinks. So yeah, lots of caffeine and savory foods that are easy to digest.
All right. So after Friday, after you win, because Chase and I think you're going to win Friday. When you win Friday, what do you do Friday night? Do you go back to the room and just sit there? Do you have to be close to the bathroom? I mean, again, I'm fascinated by all this.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I've been doing this for like over 10 years now. I mean, in my younger days, we'd all be like, where's the after party? But no, now I'm a mom. By like 8 p.m., I'll probably be in bed. So, you know, tonight before the competition, I'm going to take a nice hot bubble bath after the competition. You know, after I like rehydrate and just like flop onto the bed and lie in the AC, at night, I'll probably do like a nice hair mask. I'll take like a nice essential oil soak. It's just going to be a lot of relaxation tomorrow.
Well, this has been really cool to have you on. Best of luck Friday. We do think you're going to win again. So, but thanks so much for doing this and good luck.
I know it's my pleasure and happy 4th to everybody.
Happy 4th. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you.
Mickey Sudo joining us here on the program, competitive eater. And, of course, the 2025 Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest is on July 4th. The pre-show starts at 9 o'clock Central Time with the women's competition at 9:45 on ESPN2. And then the men's competition live at 11 o'clock on ESPN2 as well.